Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time is appropriate for you as you are tuning in. Welcome to a brand new day with Stephanie J. I am so delighted just to have another day, another opportunity to open my eyes, to see the beauty all around me. I am so excited this morning about this day. And it's raining. I don't know about where you are, because I do have a few listeners in, you know, some other countries and states. So I don't know where you are. But right now where I am, I even looked out my window after 5 a.m. this morning. I've been up for a long time and it was raining, and I got excited about the rain, because think about all that the rain does, and it causes things to grow, and we need the rain. And it was, you know, pretty cool this morning. And I said, I'm excited because for the first time in several days, I don't have to rush out of here this morning. And I need to catch up on my real estate coursework. I've had a lot of activity, some not so good, these last 2 days. And I didn't get a chance to get back to it. So I'm definitely not going to, you know, get off track with that. But I had to do this morning. Before I go any further, let me just say that if any music is coming through, I'm in my studio closet. I have my system playing in my bedroom, and that's basically to drown out any noises that may come around me. Sometimes I start podcasting and I'll hear people outside my bedroom window talking. A few times there were arguments, and one time I was podcasting and a fight broke out. I had to podcast about that. My neighbors keep it really interesting around here. Then sometimes my neighbor gets up and decides to either play her TV or music loud. And so, you know, I just wanted to drown out any distractions. So if anything comes through, I doubt it. I don't own the rights to it. I'm actually playing a CD that I've had for many, many years, close to 20 years. One of the African brothers made it at a church that I fellowship with, Soca Gospel. I love this CD. Makes the devil mad too. The song that's playing is called Goodbye World, I Stay No Longer With You. I made up my mind a long time ago to follow Jesus. I made up my mind to go that way, is what they keep saying in the refrain. And, you know, I did praise and worship with them and everything. So I had the CDs and the music, and I just love this particular CD. So anyway, I'm going to give a pre-praise report about something that took place on yesterday, but I'm also about to begin a series. Yes, even in the midst of my storm that's phasing out, I told my son several weeks ago, I see the break of day. I know we're still in some things, but I see it breaking. And Lord, thank you, Jesus. I see it breaking even more. And I can't wait. I can't contain it. So I'm going to make the devil madder, as I titled these series, these last few episodes. I'm going to make the devil madder and tell you what God is doing before it's even done. We used to say in church, you don't have to wait till the battle's over. You can shout right now. And so I'm going to, you know, talk a little bit about that. And then I'm going to be starting a series of topics that I'll probably, you know, put them under the strength category, because the things that I've been through, yes, first of all, they have strengthened me, but I know that it will strengthen, encourage, and help others. I'm being transparent, or at this point, as transparent as I can be, because some details I cannot reveal right now while it's still going on. And, you know, I just don't need to put all that out there right now, but I will be doing a series of podcasts, and then I will be also including a lot of this in the book that I'm writing. That'll be coming out probably, it'll probably take me a few months. I started on it a few months ago and I kind of had to stop, but I'm definitely getting ready to get back to it because y'all, the fire is hotter. I'm still in a battle, but I know that I'm on the winning side. So if you've heard any of my previous podcasts, even, you know, the last few months, I've been mentioning here and there about the battle that I've been in. It's relatively been more than 10 years, but it really intensified over about the last 5 years. So there was an individual, I'm not naming right now, who kind of started all of this with some of, you know, the lies and the manipulation and some of the things that they were doing. And I was unaware at the time. And it's just one of those situations where by the time you find out, you're in it, you're already in it. Okay. And so I'm facing and dealing with things that I did not start. Okay. I was thrust into it. And so through the years, there's been a lot of players in this, you know. I'm up against, I said this before, it's like really three giant corporations. Two are property management companies, and they're wealthy property management companies. And then one is an agency who was supposed to govern and oversee, you know, some rules and regulations for, you know, the townhouse community where I live, and they weren't doing their job. So, and I mean, this is after me dealing with them for years and calling and writing letters and email, they refused to get involved. And I had talked to about five different people and contacted about five different people. So I, you know, had to bring them in it. And it got so bad. It got to the point, this had been going on so long, that I finally sat down and I noticed it was the Holy Spirit. I decided to write the White House. I did. And a few weeks later, I got correspondence back saying, hey, we received it. We're reviewing your, you know, your documents, because I sent a lot of documents like I did to dozens of other agencies. They said, we're going to forward this to, you know, the right agency. I'm not going to put any of these agencies out here right now, but they forwarded to an agency that I had already contacted. And because I'm the type of person who I'm very organized, very disciplined, I write everything, I keep everything. So I have hundreds and hundreds of emails and letters between me and everyone that I have contacted. So I was a bit surprised when Washington said, these are the people that you need to be talking to. So we're going to have them reach out. And I said, wait a minute. I contacted them three different times. And I even have emails from them telling me that it's not their jurisdiction. Go contact this person that, you know, they just kept kind of brushing me off. Excuse me. I had to drink a little bit of my smoothie. yes, I went down about 20 minutes ago and blended me a green smoothie. I haven't had any for about a week. So I wanted to get back in the flow. Okay. And so, they contacted me. And as I said, the first individual, and I know now that this was God's way of saying, no, this is not the person that you need to be dealing with. So when I let this lady know that, okay, I've already contacted you all a few times and I was turned away, and here's the emails that I received. And I basically was letting her know, don't try to blow me off again, because the White House says that this is your issue. I didn't hear back from her. So I just contacted the White House again. And now I'm sending them the emails that, you know, I sent to her, she sent to me, and then I replied to her. And a few weeks later, they send me back another correspondence, really pretty paper quality envelope. I have them both. And They said, we received it. We're going to go through it and contact the right agency. So they sent it back to the same people. So finally, I get an email from someone telling me that they need to speak with me and gather some facts and see if this warrants an investigation. So now, you know, by this time, my lawyers are involved. I currently have 4 lawyers working on these different situations, right? And so she said, you know, we just need to talk maybe about 45 minutes to an hour. And, you know, so I referred her to my lawyer. I said, I've been through this. I've been turned away. I've been ignored. I no longer do anything without my attorney present, be it a conference call. I CC my attorneys on every type of email communication and they CC me in on every. This is how it's done now. So she kind of acted like she got a little offended and was like, well, this is not a law proceeding and I'm not a lawyer and this is not a court case. We're just trying. And I explained to her what I just said. She said, OK, fine. No problem. It took us about a week or more, but we finally scheduled the conference call. We talked for about 45 minutes, gave her the missing facts and things like that. So she kept saying, well, I'm not sure if this warrants legal action. I don't know if this department, you know, we have these departments in house. I don't know if they're going to deem this any type of violation, anything against your rights or anything. But, you know, I'll take it to them and we'll see. And I said, OK, that's fine. As long as, you know, somebody's finally doing their job, I'm OK with that. And whatever way it falls, I'll have to deal with it. So she said, OK, well, just give me a few days and I'll talk to my teams. And again, I'm not promising you and all of that, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I said, okay, no problem. So the next day I got an email from her saying, I talked with my teams and they have determined that this warrants a fact-finding investigation. So I need to send over these documents and I need for you to sign them. She was like, after this, you know, it's over for me and you'll be hearing directly from the investigator, which is a totally different department. I didn't hear anything for about 3 weeks. So I had to contact her again about 2 times. Bring it up to now. We finally were able to get, you know, the time and all of that together. So my attorney called me yesterday. I was out taking care of a very serious situation. I'm just going to put a thumbtack right here. Someone involved in this situation has done some very, very, very foolish things. And I wasn't aware, but how many of you know when you have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, he will show you and protect you from things that people are doing, even if you're not aware. I was nowhere around. And I'm going to talk in circles because I can't tell it, but I promise you it will be in the book. Okay. So I was made aware of what this person had done. And so I had to go see somebody and then I had to go, you know, to the magistrate and all this kind of stuff. So it's something that they've done again to themselves and it's not a good situation. But you reap what you sow. The Bible says the weapon may form, but it will not prosper. And the reason why I'm mentioning that is to let you know that even in all the midst of this, the attacks still keep coming. And the reason being, the devil knows when you're close. He knows when you're about to break through. He knows, just like I know, when things shift. You know when things are turning around. And he's saying, no, 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 no. Keep after her. Put the pressure on. No, no, no. Turn up the fire. Turn up the heat. Turn up the heat. Don't let her walk out of this. Don't let her, because my God, she'll really be a force to reckon with. She was already doing damage to my kingdom. She continued to persevere. This is the devil talking about me. I don't know what he's saying about you. She continued to persevere through all of the losses, all of the heartaches, all of the grief, all of the deaths, all of the betrayals. She continued to pray. She continued to fast. Now, there were some days when she didn't really feel like it, but she continued to crack the word open. She hasn't done anything to retaliate. She's still ride or die. She's still helping and still talking to and still communicating with even some individuals that she knows she shouldn't be. But because she's loyal, you know, like David, even Saul's trying to kill him. His wife, Michal, is, you know, tripping on him because he's out there, you know, bearing himself in front of the maidens. And, you know, he got friends advising him and all the, you know, going against him and his own sons rising up against him and everything. But David was a worshiper and he still continued to worship the Lord. David had a repentant heart. He had a contrite spirit. And the Bible says God loved him. He was a man after his own heart. So Satan sits back and he says, man, everything I've been throwing at this woman, all these, man, she's been going through for about almost 40 years, since her teen years, grew up in the household, you know, seeing all kinds of stuff and persevered through all of that. I tried putting some things on her and all of it didn't stick. But here she is in her adulthood and she's still following God and she's still giving up praise. No, 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 no. We can't have this. Keep it coming. Keep it coming. So he's using some very key and specific people. And I see it. And it's pretty sad when people think, and people who know you, there are people who have I've known 30, 40 years. And they know that I know them and you're lying to my face about things. And I know you're in on it and I know you know what's going on. But anyway, that'll be another topic. I have a whole long over 100 title list of all of the different topics that I'm going to deal with. And so back to what I was saying. Once we made an agreement on the time and everything. We finally talked on yesterday. And when I tell you, this was nothing but answered prayer. I've been in this room. I've been in my house. I've been in my car. I've been at the park. I've been laying out on my face before the Lord. I've been getting up wee hours in the morning, you know, laying out on my body pillow, just laying my face before the Lord. I've been consecrating. I've been shutting the phone down. I don't do social media. When I'm on my phone, I'm taking care of business, but I shut everything down. I stopped talking to everybody that I did not have to talk to. I had to talk to my family, my son especially. He's with me more than anyone. I had to talk with my attorneys and things like this, but I shut my phone down and I'm not having any conversation. I'm just taking it before the Lord. So one day, what day was this? I'm in my closet, excuse me. I sat and I was doing my devotions and I wrote out Psalm 82. This was February the 15th in the Message Bible Translation. And so I began to pray that prayer for God to move on these circumstances because I'm dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places in every area. I'm David and Goliath, you know, facing Goliath. I know that I'm up against giants. And so I also know where my strength comes from. I also know where my help comes from. And so I've been turning it over to the Lord, but I've been praying and I'm not going to get into everything, but this is coming into the pre-praise report. I'm going to give God his victory, his glory, you know, even before I completely get the victory. But yesterday was a milestone in all of this. Okay. So I've been praying for whoever this investigator is. I didn't have a name. I said, you know who it is. You know who the right person is. Touch this person's heart and let them be compassionate. Let them hear your voice. Let them hear my story and understand where I've been, what my son and I have been going through. I said, God, you're going to allow me to plunder these Egyptians all around. My prayer for years have been, if you want me to stay, I will stay. You work it out. You see the fight. I've had about 7 different people fighting against me, including the individual who started this over this townhouse property. Okay. So I said, if it's time to go, make these Egyptians pay me sevenfold. Make them, every last one of them, make them pay me what they owe me for all of the loss, all of the suffering, all of the hardship, all of the extra work that I've had to do, all of the losses of our personal items due to mold and other things. I said, make them give me back every Saturday that I spent in this house. This is for years. Extra cleaning. I had to scrub and clean everything in my house, take everything out of my closets, order, you know, stuff offline to self-treat and all of this kind of stuff. I said, make them give me back every night that I have spent crying myself to sleep. The Bible says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. I said, make them, I'm being very specific. I'm trying to help somebody. I said, make them give me back everything that they stole. Make this enemy bring back everything he took from me. And I want it all. I said, down to the last cent. I said, you give them the plan and the strategy that you want to come out of this. And I'll be careful to give your name the glory. I said, you give them the plan. Now, I'm going to tell you I'm going to try to be very brief. I don't want to be very long. I said, you know, I just told the investigator, I said, I really appreciate you taking the time to listen to me, because I've not had that in all of these years. I said, I must have talked to about a good 100 people all these years about all of this. I said, and I keep getting, well, that's not us. That's not our jurisdiction. You know, contact these people. That's not on us. You're talking to the wrong people. You need to go over here. Well, I don't know. I don't have anything to do with that. Da, 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 da. I don't know what the past management did. Everybody's passing the blame, you know, kind of like Adam. Hey, is that woman you gave me? I wasn't doing nothing until she came. Anyway, so everybody's passing a buck. And I said, you know, it just feels good to finally have somebody doing their job. And the other lady did her job as well that we talked to before him. I said, but I just feel good being able to kind of unload this. And he said to me very compassionately, I'm not joking, very compassionately. He said, Ms. Johnson, I want you to know that I am listening to you. And you know, my lawyer's quiet a lot. But he's like, I'm taking very, very detailed notes. He said, and believe me, Ms. Johnson, I understand. He said, I am so sorry that it took you all of these years to finally get to the right agency and right person. He said, but I assure you, we take these complaints very seriously. My entire office does. He said, I'm not going to rest until this thing is worked out and is to the best of your advantage. He said, I assure you, we're not going to leave you in this. I promise you that. And I said, I appreciate that. So we talked more and he said, I'm sorry. He said, this is pretty messy. He said, but I'm trying to get these personal details so I can get a better picture. And then he starts saying, so how has your financial picture been affected in all of this? I'm sure it has been. And then I started telling him, I've been dealing with a lot of health challenges. I've been, you know, back and forth to the doctors. I had to go to physical therapy. I've had this happen. He said, so how has all of this impacted your credit? He said, because I'm sure every area of your life is being affected by these things. So he said, if you don't mind, I just want to, you know, put some of this in this report. I started pouring my heart out, and both he and my lawyer were very quiet. And I was just going on and on, like, you know, this has been, it's been difficult because I've had to get up every day dealing with some aspect of this. Yet I have a teenage son that I homeschool and I care for him, and he now has, you know, sinus and other things. So he's going to the doctors, and then I have my personal life, and then there's, you know, I'm trying to entertain him, and I had to do this, and I had to do, and I've had to overcome all of this, and I was dealing with, and he listened, and he said, now this is, they have over 3 months to even finish, you know, finding the facts and putting their report together before it even moves to the next phase. So he told me, this is not going to be a lengthy process. Unfortunately, I can't control that. He said, and at the end of it all, both in all parties is more than just two, because it's the, you know, two real estate companies. He said, you know, at any time, anyone can offer up a reconciliation, a settlement where, you know, mediation would take place. He said, what, if anything, he said, and this is premature because we're not there. He said, but what, if anything, would you accept? And I said, not much. I said, I'm already continuing with the lawsuit. I said, because I'm not going to allow them to get away with all of these years of what they've done. They've caused me a lot of stress and duress. And, you know, I said, ignoring my complaints is, he said, well, this process that I'm doing will ultimately, depending on how we find, would also lead to a lawsuit. He said, but it's not going to happen quickly. I said, it doesn't matter. I've been in it this long. I'm going to see it through. So he says, okay. He said, but I'm just, and these were his words. And right then, when I heard him say that, I froze in my path and my tracks, because I knew the Holy Spirit was really about to speak. He said, Miss Johnson, and he called my lawyer's name. He said, now I can't make any promises or guarantees because I cannot speak for the other parties. And everything is totally up to each individual how they want to proceed. He said, so nobody has to accept any offers or settlements, including you, Miss Johnson. He said, but I'm as I've been listening to you talk, I'm taking these notes. He said, and I'm just turning some things over in my head, like, what would be a good resolution where Miss Johnson can win in all of this? He said, and these are some of the things that I'm thinking. And you let me know if you agree with this. He said, how about they offer you another unit? I said, I don't want to move to another place on. No, not on this property. He said, Miss Johnson, I'm on their websites. And he said, they have properties all over the world. I said, I never even thought to look them up. You know, I was talking to another realtor. I've been too busy with other things. I was talking with another realtor and he said, Miss Johnson, you're up against Goliath. He said, these people got some deep pockets. Even where their real estate, their headquarters and their offices are. He said, you got to have money to be on these roads. He said, but these people own this stuff. I said, have you ever read the story of David and Goliath? I'm not concerned about what they have. I serve a mighty God. He said, okay, I'm just telling you. And his advice to me was, if I were you, I'd just let this go and just, you know, pack up and go. I said, no, I'm not about to do that. I've been fighting with this too long. So needless to say, I don't talk to him anymore. So he said, they have companies all over the world, Miss Johnson. He said, what if we said, okay, he said, you come and pack up her house. He said, so we'll make it so you don't have to do anything. We'll let them hire professional movers to move your things. He said, how about we propose that they move you into a new unit? He said, unfortunately, it would still be, you still be, you know, renting from them. He said, but you're entitled to a settlement because of all of the impact that this has had on you and your finances and your health. He said, you're going to be awarded a cash settlement. He said, so they will give you money to move. Don't you know that's been my prayer for the longest time? That I don't even know if I said it when I was talking about 10 minutes ago, because I'm kind of going around. It's so much in me right now. But I said, Lord, if it's time to go, make them pay me. Yes, I did say that. I said, make them give me everything back. He said, how about we have them pay your rent for about a year or two and give you time to get settled? He said, we also want to take into consideration, he said, your location, where you'd want to be. He said, I want to make sure you can still get to your doctors and things that are essential to you. He said, but how about we propose that they do something like this in lieu of waiting out the investigation for several months? He said, and then let's just see where that goes. He said, like, nobody has to agree. He said, but I'm thinking that this would be good for you. He said, because after all you've had to deal with all these years, he said, you need some peace. You need a break. He said, so how about we propose that they take care of your rent and stuff while we get everything set up in the system for you to be okay down the road. He said, and he said this word. He said, all I'm really concerned about now is you becoming whole again. And then I just had to come and piggyback off of that. Like, yeah, you talking now. I never said, oh, that's what I've been praying for. Oh, my goodness. You've been in my prayer closet. Oh, the Holy Spirit revealed. I said nothing. All I said was, sounds good to me. Sounds like a plan to me, because I had already told him. I said, anything they offer, they have to do something magical. Those are the words I said. It has to be something magical. I'm not just going to accept anything. I said, I've been in this house for 17 years. I'm not trying to go back to a crowded apartment living, any of that. I said, so they're going to really have to do something magical. I said, and either way, it doesn't matter, because I'm not going to go let go of the lawsuit. They're going to pay for what they've done, all of them. He said, I wholeheartedly agree, Ms. Johnson, that they should. He said, and what I want to do is try to cut down the time that it will take for you to get, you know, what is justly deserved in all of this. And he apologized. He said, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that you had to endure all of this. He said, but I'm going to do my best to work all of this out where it's a win-win. He said, but we definitely want you to come out of this on top. And so, listen, I didn't have to wait till it's all over to share that, because it doesn't matter what happens at this point. Finally, the devil put up every roadblock. He tried to stop me in every way. Finally, the Lord got somebody in the right direction. I had to go through great channels all the way up. I had to start at the bottom. I did everything I possibly could and went all the way to the White House. But guess what? The White House is a prominent house. But in my Father's house, there are what? What does the Bible say? There are many mansions. Jesus said, the thief comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. That's the top half. I love the bottom half. He says, but I have come that they might have life and life more abundantly. And so he also said, and I've been praying this prayer, spread the table before us in the presence of the enemy. Let them see that what they meant for evil, God has made it for our good. I've been asking the Lord to turn the tables. I tell God stuff like, you see it. You see what they're doing. You see all the hurt I've endured. You see the betrayal. You see that I'm bold. I'm talking to God. I'm saying, your word says that you are not a man that you should lie, nor the son of man that you should repent. You have seen every secret conversation, every hidden conversation, every hidden snare. Even when people are lying, saying that they're not talking to certain people, they understand and they know that I'm very discerning. I know when you're connecting and talking with people and then trying to talk to me and say things like it's coming from you, but I know that spirit and I know you're connected. You're right in it with them and still smiling in my face, still asking me for help, still wanting me to support you in everything you do. And guess what? Sometimes I say like a fool, I still continue to do it. But no, the Bible says, you know, when you feed your enemies, when you give your enemies water, you heap coals of fire on their head. And then God takes notice of what you're doing and he blesses you. And he turns that thing, like I just read a few days ago about Pharaoh and his army coming against Israel while they were in the wilderness. See, the devil thought he had me closed up all these years. I want to go ahead and end this. He thought he had me closed up. He thought he was bringing so much trouble my way that I would be overwhelmed and die in the wilderness. Excuse me. He thought that he stole my testimony. He thought that he took my voice. He thought that my ministry was over. He thought that my life was over. He threw the health challenges in at the end of the year last year. Like Job at the end, Job dealt with his health challenges and then he was restored. Don't you know? I'm right there at the door. Don't you know that everything you threw at me, it didn't stick? And they say, be careful when you throw mud. It has a way of sticking on you. So the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. It's unfortunate that this, the very individual who started all of this, is now reaping things that he's sown all these years. And he was laughing and joking and thinking everything was a joke, watching me go through stuff that you're putting me through, and then going around, yes, sabotaging my relationships that I've had, almost every one of them, except I think about two, more than 20, 30 or more years, lying, talking to people about me, telling lies, doing stuff, and then putting it on me. And unfortunately, these so-called good friends believe these lies. Some of them are no longer in my life. And then there's a few that are still kind of hanging around for details and all that kind of stuff. But guess what? The door is closed. You get no more information. You want information? You got to listen to the podcast. When I put my book out, and it'll be before the year ends, I have so much stuff going on, but all of this is going to be detailed in a book along with all kinds of documents, even court documents. Yes, I'm going to tell it all. I'm going to put it out there. And then when people see, my God, you were going through all of that and you didn't break and you didn't, how did that be? That's a part of my testimony. My testimony has been building for many, many, many years, even from childhood, when it was prophesied that I would evangelize the world. The devil has been coming after me ever since. He knew the anointing on my life, and it's even stronger now. The discernment is even stronger now. The devil was trying to take all of this away. He wanted to end me a long time ago and my seed. The weapon formed, but it did not prosper. And I'm at the point right now, it's like, you thought I was doing something back then. There are a lot of people that have files that know what I've done for various reasons. They've had to have certain information. You know what I did back then, but you don't know what it's about to break forth. Just sit back and see. Unfortunately, a lot of those people won't be at the table that spread before me. There are people, somebody said, oh, what you going to give me when, what? What did you do in all of this? I've been supporting you for years, no matter what you said, no matter what you've done. I've been a friend. I've been by your side. You have not done or given me one thing in years. You haven't done a thing, but you're sitting back waiting for another reward from something that I've been through. Yeah, wait on it. Anyway, I'm going to wind this down now, because as you can see, I am really wound up this morning, but I am so excited. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care how many devils are on your trail. I don't care how long you've been in the wilderness. I've been in a dry place for about 20 plus years, more than that. But I've had seasons where God will set up an oasis in the wilderness. So he's still sustaining you. He's still keeping you. You know, the finances might be low. You might be having issues. Like, God bless me with my truck. I think I've had my truck about 8 or 9 months ago. But even in the situation that I'm in, I could not go out and get that truck on my own. He blessed me with it. And guess what? It's still outside the door. I've had repossessions in the past. That truck is still out there, and the devil is sitting out there jealous, wondering how in the world did you go out and get this? And, you know, it's a lot of little scratches and things around my black truck too. But you know what? God sees it all. I don't even worry about stuff like that anymore, because God sees it all. And what you think you're doing to me, you're really only doing to yourself, because you're fighting against him and he's keeping score. I'm going on about my business. I'm going on about my life, as the song that I referenced. Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. I left a long time ago, and I vowed and made up my mind that I will not go back. I will not compromise. I'm not bowing. I'm in the fire, but he's with me. And I will definitely have more updates as time goes on. But from this point, after I finish this, I'm going to start delving into topics on my list. I have written, this was back in August 15th, 2019, sermon, blog, and podcast topic ideas. And I should have put books. And so I have a list of over 100 topics that I'm going to be doing daily podcasts when I have time, when I feel like it, when I don't feel like it. And this is going to be to strengthen whoever feels that they need it. It's not for everyone. I don't do this for everyone. I do it for those who need it and those who will appreciate it. So having said that, 40 minutes later, I'm going to get off here and get my classwork done. You all be blessed and you have a great week ahead of you.